Napilitang kumubli ang mga nagdiriwang sa taunang Mumba Festival sa Melbourne pagkatapos hamunin ng mga nag-aaway ang pulisya at ang mga nanonood. Sinabi ng unang ulat na dalawang magkalabang gang ang kasama sa kaguluhan. Sa kabila nito, binaliwala ng pulisya ng Victoria ang balita sa pagsasabing isa lamang malaking grupo ang kasama sa kaguluhan. Sinabi nila na ang grupong kilala sa tawag na Apex ang dapat sisihin sa kaguluhan. Subalit sa Melbourne, pinintasan ng announcer sa Radio 3AW Neil Mitchell ang paraan ng paghawak ng pulisya sa away.
We can't dodge this. There is a racial element to it. The gangs are organized mostly on racial grounds. Police need to be able to deal with it. Police are too frightened. Now, to stop somebody, they see a carload of kids that happen to be black, they're reluctant to stop them. I see no problem with police saying, we've got a Sudanese and Islander gang problem.
Isang grupong kumakatawan sa mga miyembro ng komunidad South Sudanese sa Victoria ang tumanggi sa pahayag. Sinabi ng South Sudanese Community Association sa Victoria na ang pahayag ay hindi tama at nakapokus ng mali sa kanilang lahi.
We do not accept police or media exaggeration of the Apex gang comprising of as many as 150 youth of Sudanese origin. This is not true. The preliminary investigation from our end at the community leadership level puts the offenders in this group at around 6 to 10 teenagers in the age group of around 14 and above. The rest of the youth were people who attended as spectators of the event, like many other people who attended the Mumba event on the night of the 12th of March, 2016.
Iminungkahi ng asosasyon na ang kanilang pahayag at komentaryo ay isang kaso ng racial profiling na ang ibig sabihin ay tinatarget ang isang grupo ng tao dahil sa kanilang kaanyuan.
The media headlines and police spokespersons have screamed Sudanese ethnicity and linked it to this group of wild youth. This is a significant damage to our ethnic identity. Time over and time over, we suffer this endless game of blaming our ethnicity. We have seen binge drinking and subsequent brawls and spats by youth from white mainstream community, yet no one linked these violent events to white identity. Isn't this a case of racial profiling? Such references serve to remind us daily that we are yet to be accepted by this great country, which many of us embrace and have integrated into well.
Si Anthony Kelly ay mula sa Flemington Kensington Community Legal Center na nagtatrabahong kasama ng mga miyembro ng komunidad Afrikano sa Melbourne at humahawak ng mga kasong nakabase sa lahi. Kinakatawan din ng sentro ang isang grupo ng mga lalaking kabataang African-Australian na di umano'y tinatarget din ng pulisya ng Victoria dahil lamang sa kanilang lahi sa halip na sa kanilang gawain. Ito ay nauwi sa pag-amin ng pulisya ng racial profiling at ang pagbabago ng kung paano nila tinatrato ang mga komunidad migrante sa estado. Sinabi ni Ginoong Kelly na bumubuti na ang pulisya ng Victoria sa pagwasak ng koneksyon sa pagitan ng lahi at kilos kriminal. Idinagdag niya na madaling makita kapag hindi nila dinidiin ang lahi o kultura ng mga diumanong kasama. At iminungkahi ni Ginoong Kelly na ang media ang nagbigay agad ng konklusyon tungkol sa nangyari.
There's no real actual correlation. Victoria Police looking at how they might engage in discriminatory activities and how they can prevent that has nothing to do with how they police, this particular incident at the moment. What we've always said is that ethnicity is not a primary factor in criminal activity. And the data has been shown that consistently. There's no correlation or link between a person's race or ethnicity and their propensity for criminal activity. That's been proven time and time again, have no correlation.
Sinabi ni Ginoong Kelly na ang nangyari sa Melbourne na nagtaas ng lahi at etniko ng mga diumanong biktima ay walang halaga.
It often confuses the issue rather than clarifies it. The ethnicity of everyone involved is not mentioned, for instance, and it's the focus has been on South Sudanese, which seems in some form or another to be a more simplistic analysis. It's a South Sudanese again, and they have a particular background, and that's a subject of inquiry. But that confuses the ethnicity of everyone else. What about the ethnicity of the non-African or the non-Islander people involved in the melee? What does it mean for their involvement in this form of social crime. It often confuses the issue. What the factors are that they're predominantly young males. So gender hasn't been discussed at all. All these sort of social issues get put to the side, and race and ethnicity becomes overblown. And that's the danger of this sort of stuff.
Itinuro din ni Ginoong Kelly ang lumabas na halimbawa kamakailan sa Melbourne na sinabi niya'y nagtaas ng pagkakaiba ng ilang grupo at ang ibinalita ng media.
Because we live in an extraordinarily racist society. It's just really as simple as that. So journalists, opinion makers, politicians all jump to the simplistic correlation between race and crime. In 2010, 4,000 to 5,000 predominantly young men caused $14,000 or $15,000 worth of damage. They overturned cars, they set fire to buildings, they smashed windows, they threw chairs around in inner suburb of Melbourne, in Oakley. Their race and their ethnicity wasn't mentioned one iota, and that was the Bob Jane T-Mart riot. Similar scenario, angry young men attacking innocent bystanders, throwing chairs, causing horrific damage. Police responded with helicopters and, you know, riot squads. And no one inquired about the background of these young men